Ledger with us. In cities across America, police departments are getting their money back following last year's push to defund them. From New York to Los Angeles, departments that saw their funding targeted amid nationwide protests over the killing of George Floyd have watched as local leaders voted for increases in police spending. J. David Goodman, Houston bureau chief at the New York Times, says the abrupt reversals have come in response to rising levels of crime in major cities, the exodus of police officers from departments large and small, and political pressures. David, take us through it.
When I started looking at the Dallas situation, so I've been covering police departments in New York City and elsewhere for a little while now, and also sort of the politics around policing. And I found it interesting that the Dallas mayor had come out over the, I guess it was in the fall or maybe late summer, and said, you know, in a Medium post that he that Dallas needed more police. And this is the kind of thing that if you said it last year, you know, at the height of the protests and around policing and calls for police reform, you know, would have caused a firestorm. And yet he didn't really have any kind of reaction. The people didn't see that as controversial. And so that seemed to me a moment in the politics of policing and in the situation in Dallas in particular that needed to be looked at more. And so that's what I did. And I, you know, sort of came away with the story that this is not just something that's happening in one city, but really across the country, the temperature around policing has come down a lot. And while there's still efforts to reform, you know, what police officers do, there's not the same kind of, noise around taking away the money. And in fact, most cities, at least the ones that we looked at, have actually significantly increased funding or returned it to where it was prior to the protests last year.
Wow. All right. Where is that happening where they not only, I guess, got their money back, but maybe then some?
Well, I thought there's a couple interesting examples. I mean, in Los Angeles and New York, both have increased police funding. In Austin, Texas, they did it, although that was partially in response to the Texas legislature and the governor more or less making it barring them from defunding. They actually would have taken away state money had the Austin city kept with its funding level for its police department. So there's a lot of political pressure involved here too. It's not just that cities are acting on their own, but you know, then you go look into a place like Burlington, Vermont, which is quite a liberal city. It's where, you know, Bernie Sanders used to be mayor, and they had taken steps to you know, rein in police spending last year. And they found that they were actually, not because of this, but because of a lot of other reasons, losing a lot of officers. And so they, in order to retain the officers that they had and get new ones, were approved a budget that had $10,000 bonuses for the police officers that were currently on the force.
Wow.
So there's just a real sort of change and almost like a return to, you know, a time prior to some of these protests when it comes to the way, you know, budgets are treating police departments.
We're speaking with J. David Goodman, Houston bureau chief at the New York Times. His story is called A Year After Defund, Police Departments Get Their Money Back. At the time, and I'm not asking this in some smart aleck way, like, what did folks expect was going to happen, or what did they hope was going to happen?
Well, I think the you know, there's been a lot of caricaturing of the positions that people had in the sort of police reform movement. And I think the phrase defund the police is something that a lot of folks who want changes to policing really came to regret and don't like, you know, being tagged with. Really what the what they were calling for last year, and I think it's still part of the reform movement, is, you know, a redirecting of resources away from purely treating crime as a police problem and treating it more of a social problem, to look at some of the, you know, the underlying factors that really are present in almost every neighborhood where you have high crime. And rather than putting that money in at the tail end when the crime is happening to, you know, make arrests, try and think about how you could put that money in at the front end to sort of prevent the crimes from taking place and improve the neighborhood so people aren't turning to crime. And the other thing that's happening, and this is happening in Dallas as well, is that they're putting more money into alternatives to policing. So you see, you know, teams that are meant to respond to mental health, people that are having mental health episodes, that include more EMS and more people that are used to dealing with folks in that kind of distress, rather than just sending the police. Because you have a lot of these, you know, deadly police encounters happen with someone who could be dealt with in a less confrontational manner if, you know, you had the person with the proper training. At least that's the idea and what some cities are trying out.
Thanks, David. J. David Goodman, Houston bureau chief at the New York Times.